sisters, we try to encourage you, not only in your prayer life, but also when we come together in prayer and intercession, that God has given you the authority to tread on these things. Let's read it again. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing on them. The enemy will be after me, and so on. Are we in fear on this? Because if we are, then you need to get it, repent. You need to get delivered from this, because you are never going to experience the authority that you have over the powers of darkness. And God is expecting, I can only speak for us now in this church, God is expecting you to take authority in the name of Jesus. You have got to learn that you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, demonic forces. Every day you are in opposition with the powers of darkness. Do you not know, by the way, they pound at your mind? Are you not in a battle with your mind? Yes. Surely I can't be the only one. Well, what is that? That's the powers of darkness. And you have the mind of Christ, and you have authority over it. It has no right over you. It is a lie. So these fears that try to come, it's a lie. These confusions that try to come, it's a lie. These deceptions, these mirages, it's a lie. You speak to it in the name of Jesus. And we're going to start to see these breakthroughs. You are going to see breakthroughs in your life. You're going to see breakthroughs with your families. You're going to see breakthroughs with this assembly. Now, brothers and sisters, this is an admonishment. And hear me for what I say. We had a prayer meeting on Sunday. Very few took any authority over the powers of darkness in that prayer meeting. It was left to the pastor. And that tells me an awful lot. That tells me why we don't break through. There should be authority going on in those meetings. There should be people rising up and taking authority over the powers of darkness, and we're right behind it, in tongues, the blood of Jesus, coming against these demonic forces, and so on. It should never be left to just one or two. That is not what our scriptures tell us here. Let's remind this man, behold, I give, nothing shall by any means hurt you. We need to bind sickness. We need to bind oppressions. We need to start to come against these spirits that are behind sickness, infirmity, and so on. The authority lies when we're all in agreement and we take authority over this. I said to a brother after the meeting, when we were talking, hunting on that, you don't get when you're on your own. Mm. It's just there, and rightly so. Of course it should be. Now that is telling us something, but I am wondering how many actually experience that or notice that, and yet we all should. Because if we did, we would be entering in. You see, we're getting there, but we've still got a long way to go. And we're not yet in that place that we should be, because we're going to start to see things happen. Now, something very interesting was revealed on Sunday, wasn't it, with regard to our sister and those who were going through physical trials. A brother had an impression in the spirit. And am I right? Showing the joints of a body. And what was the interpretation? That we were all to be one, involved, when we are praying, particularly for those who are going through conflict and sickness and so forth. In other words, it was telling us the body, all of the body, is not involved in this. That's what it was telling us. It was a warning. Now, we need to take heed when God speaks, because he does it for a reason. And that is why we go away and we intercede, we stand in the gap, we for whatever is going on in this assembly. And if it means spiritual warfare, then you go for it. And so on, whether it's individually or corporately. Because otherwise, we're not going to break through. We're only going to go so far, and we're going to become despondent, and we're going to wonder, why is it not happening? Why is the, you know, why does it seem as though the enemy has the upper hand all the time and so forth? I know. I've gone through it. I know exactly what it is and how the enemy uses it against the mind. But God isn't wrong. And God is getting our attention. If it means that we go into prayer and fasting before we come together on the Sunday, at least it means that I take this seriously. I take what my brothers and sisters go through seriously, and I stand in the gap in this. And if it means I'm the one that's going to stand up and get into warfare, or the Lord shows me that it's this spirit working or whatever it is, then I will do so. Isn't that the heart of Jesus?
Yes.
Or have I got it wrong? Because that's what he's put in us, you see. And that's why he said, don't come back rejoicing and everything and so forth. I want to show you something far deeper. I want to show you who is in you. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Praise the Lord.
Because if you know that, and you see that, you're going to see then what this is really all about.
Yeah.
And you're not going to fall into these fleshly emotions and so on. Let's come and have evil, because we've come back and we've seen demons cast out and we've seen people healed. Come, let's have a meeting and let's give God all the praise and all the glory. God says, I don't want that. You want that, but I don't.
Mm.
I think we're going to read this now in a completely different light, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's amazing how God opens our eyes. We can read things. I've read this for years, brothers and sisters, so I'm not, you know, and suddenly you begin to see things in a different light. How God has a way of opening our eyes.
Amen.
Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Now, the final thing in verse 20, it says here, the spirits are what?
Subject.
What's the word?
Subject.
Subject to who?
Us.
Put your name there.
Mm.
Satan, your demons are subject to me. Not in me, but the one who resides and lives in me.
Mm.
And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
You have the authority to put your name there if you choose to believe and you want it. Because if you start to grasp this, something within you is going to start to see this in a completely different light.
Yes.
I am. I am. And the enemy trembles at this. The enemy didn't want me to give this message tonight because I had a phone call just before I left and it was a very important one. I left my Bible and notes on the side. Come out here. They're not here. And I thought, oh, what am I going to do? I thought, no, 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 no. Kim, the Lord will provide.
Amen.
The Lord will speak, whatever it is.
Jesus.
I would have freaked out 2 years ago. I would have said, sorry, no meeting tonight, no sermon. But you see, I believe that God will bring these things back to my remembrance, you see. And he is. Indeed, he is. And as we daily yield over to the one who resides and lives in us, to the one who's overcome all things, to the one who has given us authority in that name, as we yield over to flow from our innermost beings. It's no good asking for more. It's already there. You have him. You have him in his fullness. We've received that. It's simply believing. It's simply doing it God's way. And Jesus is showing these 70 disciples, coming back with all this excitement, that they've got to learn a few things. They've got to learn obedience. They've got to learn to do it God's way. You see, he's teaching them to have authority over the powers of darkness. And it's important that God teaches us that. I'm reminded of those who tried to cast out that demon.
The sons of Sceva.
The sons of Sceva. Paul I know, Paulus I know, but who, they didn't understand. They were trying to do it. And that's why I say, you don't try at any of this. You either do it or you don't. You either move with the Holy Spirit or you don't. This is something that we try. And brothers and sisters, don't try this after this sermon tonight. Because if you try and do it, you have not listened to what the Holy Spirit is saying. He is saying to you, as you yield over to him, as you obey him, he will begin to show you your authority and your warfare. That's why he gives us the gifts of discernment, testing the spirits and so forth. And you're going to find, whether it's on your own or whether in the prayer meeting or whatever it is, you're going to suddenly become aware, the Lord's showing me something. We've got demonic forces. Are coming to a place, brothers, going to tolerate discernment warfare coming out of one or two in this body. It's time to grow up. It is time to take on that authority. He's given it. He's given it. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. It's all about revelation. It's all about him revealing it to you. You say to me, well, how do I know when he's going to reveal? How do I know? Brothers and sisters, he's doing it right now. He's just using me as a mouthpiece. He's not going to talk any other way. He's not choosing to show you that person yourself. He's using this vessel to say, as I have seen the Father, I'm in the Father, and the Father in me, and everything, so forth, I'm revealing him, his will, to you now. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to this church. And on the basis of hearing, and if you want that, then the Holy Spirit is going to reveal. He is the revealer of all truth. And he says, as a result of revealing, nothing will hurt you. The powers of darkness will not hurt you. They may try and frighten you. He may come growling like that lion, which he does. But you have all authority to say to him when he starts, Satan, you cannot touch me. You're very vocal at the moment. You are trying to work fear. You're trying to work confusion. You're trying to stir up other people. But you cannot hurt me. And you are under my feet. Because, he says, I give you authority to trample on these serpents. And that's all they are. Yes. Notice a serpent can only crawl on its belly. Everything he's showing is grounded to the floor, and it's something that can be stamped upon. Now, you don't stamp upon a serpent unless you know what you're doing, because a serpent will turn and show you just how quick it is it can strike.
Yeah,
I know that's talking But metaphorically, we can, because we know his venom, we know what he can try and do, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You see?
Yeah.
That is the whole point. And he says, over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So powers, principalities, dominions, these in heavenly places, he says, he's given us authority over all those things.
Mm.
Have you got things that you see are oppressing over your family, or that you have seen over the second and third generation? God has given you authority to break those holds. Many, many things we can see. We can see a pattern to them if we look. And he says, we've got authority to break that, even to the third or fourth generation, through the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes it means that you're before God for a season in that warfare. Sometimes he's preparing you. He's building you up. He's getting you to that place so that you're then ready to use your weapons. You can't always just use weapons straight away. Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you have to wait for the command because the reason is right. But the Holy Spirit will teach us those things, and he does. Sometimes you just don't have any time to act. You go straight into the Spirit and address those demons there and then, because that situation requires it. That is why that God will lead us and teach us and guide us, you see. I sometimes have been in a situation or being down in the town or whatever it is where I've seen something happening or going on, and immediately I go in the Spirit and I take authority over that that I'm seeing is happening. Which you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you will know. You will know. I expect that to be, you see. And then when the time is right and so on, well, then of course we give a testimony or we share what God has done and so on. But all of that, everything you do, when you do that sort of thing, you rejoice because your name is written
Hallelujah.
In heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.